Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I notice that text said all that Jesus healed were oppressed of the devil. The New Testament invariably always refers sickness as being from the devil. Now, for instance, you see, here this text said that he healed all that were oppressed of the devil. That means all that Jesus healed, every single one of them, were oppressed of the devil. Their sickness was satanic oppression.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's classic teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
Amen. Praise God. Well, to begin with, if you want to open your Bibles to Exodus, the 15th chapter. Now, I think while you're at it, if you'd also turn to Isaiah chapter 45, then you won't have to turn so much in a moment. Don't have your Bible, write these verses down, look them up later. Exodus, the 15th chapter, Isaiah chapter 45. I want to talk to you today about roadblocks to healing. You know, the road to divine healing is seldom an expressway. Did you ever notice that? Amen. You know, more often than not, the road to divine healing is strewn with roadblocks placed in our way by the devil, not God, but placed in our way by the devil to keep God's people from the blessings of health which God has provided. These roadblocks many times wear very subtle disguises, and they come sometimes from many different sources. Some have their basis in tradition, others in superstition. Still others are based on misquoted and misunderstood scriptures. Now, in order to remove some of these obstructions that hinder believers from receiving divine healing, we're going to examine some of the more common roadblocks. Now, one of them is God sends sickness upon people. Now, some have said that the Old Testament declares that God sent sickness on some people. Those who say that quote scriptures like this one. There's some more similar to this one. But Exodus 15:26, God said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight," and so on. Then he said, "I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee." Now you see, if you just take that scripture in the King James translation at its face value, it would leave the impression that God puts sickness and disease upon people. Well, let's notice Isaiah 45:7. "I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." Well, let's look at another scripture. Notice another passage in Micah, the 1st chapter, the 12th verse. "For the inhabitants of Maroth waited carefully for good, but evil came down from the Lord unto the gates of Jerusalem." I always thought evil came from the devil. I didn't know evil came from God, did you? Now, obviously, friends, these passages from the King James Version of the Bible do not give the true import or the sense that the original Hebrew does. Because without knowing or studying any further, we just know this, that God does not create evil. He's not the author of evil. Because if he is, well, then that makes him evil, and he's not evil. Evil could not come down from heaven because there isn't any evil there, is there? Now, God permitted it to come, but he didn't create it. Actually, Dr. Robert Young points out, and I really wish this book was in print today. It's not in print anymore because, of course, Dr. Robert Young's been dead for a good many, many years. He's the author of Young's Analytical Greek and Hebrew Concordance. It's very popular. But he had another book back there that he wrote called Hints to Bible Interpretation. And Dr. Young, of course, was a Hebrew scholar as well as a Greek scholar. And he points this out, that in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, it's originally written in Hebrew, that these verbs in these particular verses we're looking at are in the permissive sense. We in the English do not have a permissive sense for our verbs. So when they translated them, they just translated them in the causative sense. See, for instance, where in the English there in Exodus where it said, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Now you see from the King James, that leaves the impression that God just created. In other words, that was his plan and so on. But actually, the verbs in the Hebrew, Dr. Young says, are in the permissive sense. In other words, what God literally said was, I will permit none of those diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians. Now, you have to realize this also. The Bible is progressive revelation. You don't get the full revelation in the Old Testament, even on sickness and disease and so on and so forth. Come over to the New Testament. The New Testament, see, brings you up into to full revelation of God. Now, you notice this in the ministry of Jesus, that the Bible said in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now notice that text said all that Jesus healed were oppressed of the devil. The New Testament invariably always refers sickness as being from the devil. Now, for instance, you see, here this text said that he healed all that were oppressed of the devil. That means all that Jesus healed, every single one of them, were oppressed of the devil. Their sickness was satanic oppression. The woman that Jesus, you know, in the mouth of two or three witnesses would be established, the woman that Jesus healed with the spirit of infirmity, you know, who was bowed together, couldn't lift herself up, came into the synagogue in Luke's gospel, the 13th chapter, and Jesus said concerning her, ought not this woman to be loosed on the Sabbath? Now notice, whom Satan has bound. Lo, these 18 years. Well, that's two witnesses. The Bible said them out, two or three witnesses. Now notice, in the first epistle of John, John says that Christ, the Lord Jesus, was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So see, the New Testament always, invariably, calls sickness and disease the work of the devil, not the work of God, doesn't it? Now even, notice this, in the fifth chapter, for instance, the fifth chapter of 1 Corinthians, even when it comes to because of sin and wrongdoing, I want you to notice this. Here it's commonly reported that there is fornication among you. That's 1 Corinthians 5:1. And our better translation is immorality. And such fornication or immorality that should not be mentioned among the saints of God, that a man should have his father's wife. Here evidently was a stepson that had taken his stepmother, you see, away from his daddy and living with her in immorality and open sin. Now as you read a little further in that chapter, you notice what the direction Paul said to them. He said, when you're come together with my spirit and the power of the Lord Jesus to deliver such a one unto Satan.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's special radio offer. First is the complete set of 21 videos from Winter Bible Seminar 2026, all on one USB drive. This new MP4 format offers a convenient way to view these teachings. This is offered for a price of $95. Next is the 21 audio teachings from Winter Bible Seminar on a USB drive in MP3 format, offered for the price of $50. And lastly, we're offering both the video MP4s and the audio MP3s on two USB drives for $140. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We're going to a Living Faith Conference in Byram, Mississippi. That's right there, right by the Jackson area. That's April the 12th through the 14th at Relay Church with Pastors Chuck and Tamara Ford. So, I mean, you can find out all about it. Just go to rhema.org/LFC. It gives you all the information. But, hey, we'd like for you to come out and see us.
Yes, and then we're going to be in Texas at River Oaks, Texas. That's April the 15th through the 17th. That's a Wednesday through Friday at Center Church at Pastors Profeto and Lisa Esquibel. So go to rhema.org/LFC and find out all the information.
That's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yes.
On over closer to Fort Worth, I think. But it's in that whole metropolitan area.
That's right.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.